Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in the Clayville area. Olifantsfontein Road has been closed following an earlier collision on the M57 Pretoria Road and near the R21 highway. So if you do need to use that area, you will have to use alternative routes.
We're still talking about traffic. Traffic along the Golden Highway is flowing freely again after earlier protests which led to road closures there. Angry residents took to the streets when Joburg Water conducted operations at illegal water connections.
During the operation, the team was met with hostility and pelted with stones, resulting in damage to 3 Joburg Water vehicles and 1 security vehicle. A case of public violence will be opened at Lanesia South SAPS.
Joburg Water has since released a statement saying the crackdown has been called off. Moving abroad, in Zhuhai, China, 35 people died and 43 were injured when a car plowed into people exercising around a sports center. A 62-year-old allegedly drove into the crowd after being triggered by the division of property in his divorce. The police found him in his car cutting himself before they stopped him and sent him to hospital. So he's currently in a coma. More details available on our website, jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fouchier, back with you at 5.
Sports time now, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some cricket news. Sri Lanka Cricket Board earlier today named former South African batsman Neil McKenzie as a consultant coach ahead of the Test Tour of South Africa. The former Protea right-hander, who's now 48 years old, will work with Sri Lankan players from Wednesday for just over a week, according to the board. And staying with cricket news, the PCB, that's the Pakistan Cricket Board, said that they'd asked the sports governing body to explain India's refusal to send a team to Pakistan for next year's Champions Trophy. The Indian Cricket, the International Cricket Council and the PCB confirmed this week that India would not tour Pakistan for the 18 tournament, which leaves the fate of the event hanging in the balance. Erik ten Hag was sacked by Manchester United a few weeks ago, but the Dutchman looks like he's about to land back on his feet. According to some reports, ten Hag's name has been mentioned among the favourites for the vacant AS Roma coaching job following the firing of Ivan Juric yesterday. And Protea all-rounder Marco Janssen, while acknowledging that spin has been a bit of a challenge for them in the ongoing T20 series against India, he reckons that things could be a little bit different ahead of tomorrow's T20 in Centurion. The series takes a turn on the Highveld after 2 coastal jousts were shared between Durban and Gqeberha. And in terms of live tennis action, well, this match has just come to an end with Daniel Medvedev defeating Alex de Minaur 6-2 and 6-4, and that's in straight sets. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Superbets is turning up the heat this Black Friday, and here are the lucky winners: Abraham Badat, Eugene Foster, Maxim Dutuma, Lehlo Onolo Dipela, and Olebogeng Motsusi. You can register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand bet, and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly and get your shot at that 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator. No under 18s is allowed to gamble. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Helpline 0800 006 008.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once. I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything